Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Homage to that time period. So it was a lot of fun to make.
There is a particular song on the album called Vulnerable, and really this whole thing is about encouraging people in relationships, and to win, you've got to be vulnerable, and that's what the song is really talking about, the lead-off song and the title, which is the title cut.
Now, when you mention being vulnerable, being a man, you know, it's very hard for us because we have a tendency to micromanage our emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
And being in the industry, you have to be almost guarded as far as who you can allow in your inner circle. What have you learned about yourself over the last, let's say, 5 years, as far as being a little bit more open and maybe even a little bit more trusting when dealing with people?
You know what? I think I've always been one that was never afraid of the vulnerability. And that has been a blessing and a curse, because I think I entered into a lot of bad, what people might think on the outside are bad or questionable relationships, because I'm the type of person that when I say something to you and you give me back an answer that reciprocates and is positive and everything, I believe you because I'm a trustworthy person and I'm a person of integrity. So what has happened to me over the years of, you know, in my points of letting my guard down is I would say, you know, hey, I want to do this, but this is where I think I've come from. This is my strengths. This is my weakness, whatever. And I would lay it out on the line, and I realized and learned that everybody wasn't like me.
Right.
Now, what I had to do then was continue in my beliefs and find out better ways to make decisions about people and about how to approach people. When you get burned a couple of times, it does make you clam up, you know, to a degree where you're more cautious. But one thing that I always talk about in my concerts that I try to tell women is that we men are just as sensitive as you are and get hurt just like you do, but we're just taught to not discuss certain things and taught to cover our emotion and all of that. And isn't that we aren't as caring and sensitive about the situation. So, you know, I've learned that I have to just take things slower. That is the greatest lesson, is to take things slower and allow truth to reveal itself as much as possible, because nobody's perfect in any relationship, I mean business or personal. You have to figure out what people's weaknesses are and their strengths are, the things that they don't choose to talk about in that first, you know, however time period that you're, I'm going to say you're dating, because even in business, it's like we date in business before we go into whatever. So those are great. That's a great question, though. I believe that I've learned to slow down a bit.
I remember, right, absolutely. I remember an interview that you gave about 10 years ago, and it really caught me. And I remember vividly you saying that music has always been my solace. It's always been my therapy. Whatever I have been through and experienced, I've been able to use it as a muse and express my feelings and emotion through my music. And I wanted to ask you, what has it meant for you from a personal standpoint, not only being an artist, but being a man, knowing that you had that level of power to touch so many lives, to let people know that I understand, because you have people out there that are going through the same exact thing that you may have gone through at that particular moment in time in your life?
You know, I've tried to be careful and responsible with that kind of power. And I've tried to be honest with myself, too, to make sure that whatever I decided to put out there, that it would not affect me negatively, meaning, you know, a lot of times people say, well, why don't you write about this, or why don't you write about... I have to be selective about what I give to the people, because not only is it something that they can benefit from, but when certain songs become hits, if the song touches me personally, that means I have to relive that experience over and over and over. You know, I don't think anybody thinks about that kind of stuff. Like when they think about, oh, Mary, you know, when Mary is not doing well, it's great because she can sing this song and it's so believable and it's great, but I don't know what it's like if Mary really went through something and the song was specifically about a relationship and it becomes a number one hit and you got to sing it over and over again and relive it if that is the most positive experience for her. So, you know, a lot of times what I do is I just try to make sure that the message is strong and that I really take it almost like it's a sermon, not
right.
just the world, but even myself, and make sure that I can take it.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And another thing that you and I both have in common, we're both proud fathers, man. And to
yeah.
see the growth of your son, man, it is definitely a beautiful experience. And I wanted to find out and ask you, and I know the listeners want to know, being a father, being a proud father, and seeing the growth
uh-huh.
of your son, how has that affected your music as far as giving you a different outlook on your music?
You know, it's interesting because there is a song that I wrote on this album for my son, and
okay.
it's called More Than Life. I Love You More Than Life. And interesting is when I... most people write songs about babies, you know.
Right.
They very seldom hear songs about teenagers. And teenagers probably need the songs, you know, because they're the ones that go through the rough. The babies don't even know they exist. And, you know, I guess though, when we're writing songs to our babies, it's more for us than for the child,
right.
you know, and how we're feeling at that moment. But, he has been so great that, you know, we sit and listen to music together, so he keeps me in tune to what's happening in the industry in terms of music that I probably would not have gravitated to some of the new artists that are coming out. My 14-year-old is hipping me to, you know, Daniel Caesar, and so that when I listen, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I like this dude. Okay, well, let's go. Okay, well, this is what it's about, and then I teach him to analyze it and communicate with me about it. In a way that's mature. What is it that you like about this? Is it the melody? Is it just the beat? Is it the approach, the vocal approach, his tone? You know, we go through all kind of conversation like that. And he helps me to choose music for the album. On Anatomy of a Love Song, his favorite in demo form was a song called Heart Stops that
okay.
I did for the album and performed many times live. So it's interesting that he's now at an age where he can communicate, and I respect his, he can communicate well about music, and I respect his opinion about it. He's starting to write and sing and record. He started at 12, and now he's doing like a little bit of everything, the musical tracks. He's playing guitar. He's, you know, the whole nine. So, of course, he got that honestly. So it's been great to include him in it. It feels like a legacy, like I'm passing on something. Not that he has to be a singer or a musician, but I want him to have accessibility to it, and that's been wonderful.
You know, the great thing about being a father is that, you know, you don't. It's different when you're Kenny Lattimore and you're the performer, but it's a great
yeah.
feeling when you come home and I'm just dad. I'm
yeah.
dad, and
yeah.
you get that unconditional love. I know I don't have somebody that's trying to take something from me. I can just sit there, hold a conversation,
wow, yeah.
and we just kind of interact with one another. And
yeah.
I've seen how it has changed your life so dramatically, man. I mean, it's amazing. I see, like I've been. I'm not going to tell you how many concerts I've seen you perform, but there's a big difference between Kenny Lattimore now than the one I've
Absolutely.
Seen years ago. There's there's such a glow about you. Can you talk about that glow and how it has influenced and changed your life as far as musically?
I think it began to KJ's birth, the life experience, even my marriage and divorce, all of those kind of things, I think, were in the beginning of my career things that I would have never shared and talked about. I think I came into the industry feeling like, oh, I just want to be a singer. I just want to sing. I want to sing a great song, and you know, my personal life, and you know, and all is somewhere else. I can talk about a few things, but and I think I started out that way because I don't think I had lived much. I was pretty much a sheltered kid who came up from Washington, D.C. with great parents, and my mom really early, and she didn't get a chance to see my success. But my dad is with me, and my aunts and sisters and brothers, and you know, I just had a really pretty solid life in comparison to the drama that some kids go through these days. But when I lived a bit, like over the last 15 years, I think I began to figure out how to navigate the stories and how to actually talk about the things that I had gone on in my life. And I realized how important that is. So storytelling is a huge part of my show and a part of this musical experience. So there's been this evolution that, okay, so this is what I can tell you what this song is about, or even if it's not what I wrote the song about, what I relate it to. So that now when people come to see a Kenny Lattimore show, it's an experience. It's not just, oh yeah, he sang really well. It's like, whoa, did you hear what he said about this? Or because there's a conversation going on. So I think I had to grow up so that I could have the conversation, you know. Because, you know, our generation, we come from a generation of kids are not supposed to be seen, heard.
Right.
Not, you know, they can be seen but not heard and all that kind of stuff. So getting comfortable being in front of people and just talking again, I had to just be mature and feel like I had something to say.
Right. Well, we've always talked about the journey. Life is a journey. And it's experiences, man.
Yeah.
And it really truly
absolutely
is. And speaking of experience, I want to congratulate you on the video. The video push, the cinematography is incredible.
Man.
Who came up with the concept? My pleasure.
The concept of the video came from a guy named Dale Restigini. And
okay.
He's the director of the video. And he wanted to keep it simple. Because I kind of laugh about it all the time and talk about how we have this 80s homage musically going on and the sounds that we chose and all of that. It was the perfect kind of throwback in a way, but made modern, being on the water and the beach and the soft colors and all that kind of stuff. I thought it just complemented and gave love back to that era, you know, where when I think of Freddie Jackson, when he had Maria McDonald in his videos and, you know, and the R&B stuff that Kool and the Gang did back in the day, that's what it reminded me of. But it's, you know, of course, a more modern take on that.
Right. Absolutely. The reviews that I've gotten back so far, man, I mean, people are, I with bated breath waiting for this new album. They've said that you definitely are back in R&B. And romance, and man, you know, that's a huge mantle to hold, because that has been gravely missing in the industry. I mean, really missing in an industry where everything is predicated on lyrics, meaning,
absolutely,
being able to
showing
that it's really missing. So I'm so proud of you. I said, now I'm waiting. I said, you came to the show. You blessed us with a Christmas album. I said, okay, we're waiting for that ninth studio album. I said, there it is.
Man, what a great compliment, and I appreciate it so much, because we have been getting really great reviews on the single and the anticipation of the album from my end as well, particularly at the concerts and all, and I'm excited to get to it, because it definitely is a romantic album. I do, and because of the 80s thing, I do Phil Collins, One More Night. I have, you know, the ballads are in there, but I have a little stepper song, but it's very positive and beautiful. And again, a lot of that, I have to give credit to Dracar Wesley, who who did the creative direction for the entire album. And surrounding yourself with great people in this stage in my career, you know, when you get to 20 some years in the business as a solo artist, things like that, it's easy to become stale or not in touch with what's happening. But I'm just very appreciative. I believe I surrounded myself with great people and younger folks, you know, that respect, because a lot of times we look at folks, we go, oh, the kids don't want this, they only want trap, or they only want this, they only want that. But I was blessed to find a producer that listens to it all and appreciates music from so many different angles and knew my history and all of that, so that the types of things that we creatively began to develop just fit exactly, you know, where I needed to be in terms of showing even more growth. And then at the same time, I had to, I had a lot of fun because the way that Dracar Wesley approaches the vocal and approaches the production is way different from any of the other stuff of my other albums. So for me, it became like a new experience as well, where yeah, I'm singing different. You know, a lot of the kids don't sing with as much vibrato, or their runs are different. No. So we took a different approach, but he still allowed me to be Kenny Lattimore. So you don't listen to it and go, who is that? You might say that at first. You might go, wait, who's that? But then as you listen, I'm in there. You know?
Right.
And then Aaron Lindsay also, who worked on the Christmas album, was another great influence for me. And he did some of this album as well. And we did, I would say, the more traditional R&B songs done by Aaron Lindsay. So I'm excited. I'm just super excited. I think the fans are gonna like it. And
without question.
And for those that actually purchase the physical CD, which is going to be available in Target and Walmart and all those places, that you can get physical CDs, which is like not heard of as much anymore, but it is going to be available in Target and Walmart. There's a live version of Never Too Busy on there, and just that love back to the fans for being there with me from the beginning.
Well, that's what we're here to do, man. We're here to return and reciprocate that love back to you. Remember, family, you can also pre-order the album September the 22nd. It'll be on all the major outlets, and it'll be available. The release will be October the 13th, so that's right around the corner. So without further ado, let's get into some new music, of course, from the incredible Mr. Kenny Lattimore, his new hit single, Push, from the forthcoming album, Vulnerable, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Think about it every day. I
push you away.
Beyonce, the new hit single, Push, the first single from the forthcoming album, Vulnerable, available October the 13th. And also, family, again, you can pre-order the new album, September the 22nd. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Kimmy's official website at KimmyLattimore.com. And also, for those who have not had the opportunity to see this fantastic gentleman perform, you're going to get that chance. September the 23rd, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he'll be at the Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater, located in Mableton, Georgia, okay? So be sure, get the ticket information, go see him perform live. Brother, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, this is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. We look forward to the new album coming out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Appreciate you for just being a part of giving the message to you, your fan base, and everybody that's listening. I appreciate every effort of getting this out here. That's what it's all about now.
Absolutely. Oh, and before I let you go, I want to send out a very special thank you to Miss Stabler, Miss Cheryl Stabler. Thank you so much.
Hey, Cheryl.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, she and David Lombard have been amazing. That's another thing I learned when you were talking earlier, that, you know, when you finally get a great team together, it is like magic, and it's been wonderful working with them. So, yes, thank you.
Oh, man, the thing, it just makes me feel good to know that you're happy. As long as you're happy, man, and it resonates in your music, that's all that matters, man. God bless, continued success, and be sure when the album comes out, hey, bring yourself down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio.
Okay, let's do it. Okay,
absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right, God bless. The one and only Mr. Kenny Lattimore here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new album, Vulnerable, will be officially available on October the 13th. And also, hey, why wait that long? You can pre-order it on September the 22nd. And again, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Kenny's official website at www.kennylattimore.com. You can also catch up with him on Twitter with the same handle, Instagram, and on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/official. Yeah, official Kenny Lattimore. And while I got you here, like Linus is safe and sound, comfy and cozy, let's take you back in time to some Kenny Lattimore with Lord have Mercy, If I Lose My Woman, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Remember when I promised you?
Kelly Say with Candy here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, I had to take it back a little bit. Some classic Kenny Lattimore with If I Ever Lose My Woman, Lord Have Mercy, on a very smooth but always therapeutic Thursday afternoon. It is so wonderful to be back on the air. We're in a new studio. I know for those who happen to be aware, yeah, we had some serious rain and thunder and storms and hurricanes and everything taking place here in the great state of Texas, but we stand strong. We're fine. Everything is funtabulous, as Dr. George Clinton would say. So we're doing all right. 1:45 Central Standard Time here in the zone. Again, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Kenny Lattimore. Family, remember the new hit single Push is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And while you're there, be sure you pre-order the new album due out on October the 13th. Vulnerable. You can pre-order it on September the 22nd. And to get all the latest updates, hey, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Kenny Lattimore's official website at KennyLattimore.com. Also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And I know we have been getting, my goodness, tons of email about, well, Teddy Bear, when is the website? I know we got a lot of questions we need to get to, and I got a lot of answers for you. First and foremost, the new website will be up and running by the end of this month. We had a little delay due to the weather, due to the storm, due to the hurricane, but hey, everything is getting together. And also, I want to announce we have a wonderful new co-host. Yeah, we're going to delve into that a little bit more as time goes on. We got you. And be sure, while you have some time, hey, tune in tomorrow as the Teddy Bear welcomes a very super talented Shante Renee. Yes, we have the opportunity to debut her new hit single, Freak It, a Wonderful Thing. That's at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But as I've always said, from Istanbul to Paula Abdul, if it's real music, we got it here for you. Let's go back in Doctor Who's time machine and get lost with some classic Total Kissing You. Teddy Bear loves to do that. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
About you.
LOTL Radio, The Zone, and the same handle, for Facebook also. Man, again, it is truly wonderful. My chocolate cup runneth over with honey. It's a blessing to be back on there. Again, remember, family, join us tomorrow afternoon as we have the pleasure of having Shante Renee all in her new hit single, Freak It. Yes, Lord, it's definitely a beautiful thing, and it's about that time. I know time goes by when you get lost in blueprint music. It's okay, but I will return from the chocolate Milky Way. I promise you, bringing good time, more substance, more music, hey, because we want our R&B music shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy. We're going to close it with some classic Vertical Hold. Seems you're much too busy. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. God bless.
Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Hi, I'm Maxie, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know you can be my teddy bear at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
It's official right now. You. In 4 minutes or less, you. We're going to crown all of them right now. Dedicate my mama, your mama, you. And you. Your baby's mama, my mama. Dedicate to you. Wife, you. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them. You are appreciated. This is dedicated.
I appreciate just like you. And I'm what you take to carry and birth a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real fast. And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow. Make them ends meet somehow. Mama, I appreciate your strength. Thank you. Never bite your lip.
Big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to us.